There are things that we experience but never talk about. A shadow moving in a corner. Flickering of the lights. A disembodied voice. We invite you to talk with us. Share your story. Share your evidence. Because this isn't just your story. This is our story. This is Ghost Box Radio.
And this is Ghost Box Radio, and this is Greg Bach, and thank you very much for joining us this week. Every week, we talk about paranormal, ufology, Bigfoot, or just the unusual. And today, we're going to be talking about psychic mediumship and some positivity, I believe. My name is Greg Bach, and thank you for very, very much for joining me today. I'm just so excited right now. I could barely speak because it's Thanksgiving week, and I'm not like everyone else who just loves to have the big turkey and stuff. That's not really my thing. I'm going to be very honest. I'm not a fan of turkey. I'll take that back. I actually like turkey almost every other time of the year except for Thanksgiving. I don't know what's wrong with me. I'm kind of like a inverted sort of fan of Thanksgiving, I guess. But what I do is every year, just about every year, and last year we didn't do it, I take a trip down to Chicago over Thanksgiving, and I'm a big Doctor Who fan. Anyone watch that show? That's the question for today. Anyone who watches Doctor Who, let me know. David, who is producing the show, he raised his hand. I've been a fan of it for decades. I've been actively a part of fandom. I am a huge scholar. Write about it. I do videos about it, not just about Doctor Who, but all forms of British television. And so that is something that has been a very big part of my life. And so we're taking the train. They were taking the Amtrak train from St. Cloud down to Chicago, and we're going to take part in this convention in Chicago, obviously called Chicago TARDIS. I don't go to meet the people there as far as like the stars or anything. I don't even know who's appearing there this year, but there's just a lot of fun people there that are just a part of things, and I just absolutely love being a part of it. So if you're a fan of the show, let me know, because I'm always interested in knowing who also watches it. It's currently, new episodes are on BBC America. I was just actually watching it, and I was watching it from the BBC One stream. But it's been really fun to see that this show, back when I was very early on, back in my teens, that people kind of shunned you for watching it back in the late 80s, early 90s. You're a nerd, a geek, all that stuff. Everyone seems to love it now. It's so popular, so much more popular now than it ever has been. It's been really fun to see how that's moved along. Now, let's get to what the point of the show is today. It's the third Sunday of the month, and it's my favorite time of the month to bring on one of my favorite guests, and that is, of course, psychic medium, tarot card reader, and pastor, Anne. Anne has a lifetime of intuitive experience. She spends her time traveling throughout the Midwest and her home state of Arizona, providing her services at conventions, mediumship galleries, psychic fairs, and her weekly Facebook Live broadcasts. So you could find her on Facebook. The page name is Tarot by Anne, T-A-R-O-T, because I don't know how to spell tarot. Tarot by Anne, and every Tuesday at least, she does one question readings. They're fantastic, which is what we're going to do today. You may have also seen her on the Facebook Live series with me called Living Paranormal. We haven't really done any lately, but we're hoping to pick that up next year. That's a live paranormal investigation of amazing locations that's geared to have the viewer take part. Anne, welcome to Ghost Box Radio.
Thank you, Greg. It's great to be back.
How are you doing?
I'm doing well, thank you.
Good, good. So Anne loves helping people, and she does so by using her gifts, and that's what we're going to do today. She is graciously giving one-question readings to anyone who wants one. You can call in, you can email, you can put some comment in one of our Facebook streams if you're watching right now. If you're not watching, go to AM 950 Radio on Facebook, and you can watch us in studio, at least me in studio. And, that's what we do. You can call in with a question about finance, about love, about all sorts of things. The only thing that we ask that you don't do is call in about politics. We try to keep it light. Also, anyone with mediumship questions, meaning you want, you know, Aunt Sally to come through and talk to you, we say she saves those for private private meetings with her. But that's just a better way of doing so. So if you want to call in at 952-946-6205. That's 952-946-6205. You can also put a comment in the Facebook pages that are on right now for our live stream. You can also send an email to comment@am950radio.com. And, you know, Anne, it's been a very, very busy couple of months, hasn't it?
Yes, it has. We've been traveling around.
Yes, it's been all over. And so just within the last, couple of months, we have been to Connecticut and been to Wabasha. And there's still more to come, isn't there?
Yes, there is. Vegas, baby.
Isn't that something? Who thought that? The Parunity Convention in Las Vegas, that is, you'd think that being a host, I'd be prepared for this. I don't remember the dates exactly. In mid-December.
December 9th, 10th, and 11th.
Oh, that's when it is. Okay, I should update my calendar so I actually show up the right week. Wouldn't it be horrible if I showed up the wrong weekend? I mean, honestly, that would be about my the way I like doing things. So we got that. What we're going to do today, like we said, we're going to do the readings and whatnot. And when we don't have people lined up to do a readings, we're going to talk a little bit about Connecticut in particular, because that blew my mind. And I really want to talk about the last time I did a show, it was just me talking about some paranormal experiences. And I alluded to this situation that happened to us prior to the event. And I want to talk about that this week, because I think everyone's going to find that very interesting, or they're going to be, come on, right? Because it is kind of one of those stories. It's like, really? Did that really happen?
So,
why don't we do that? Do you want to get to some readings?
Sure. We already have one.
We have a couple. I mean, that's how the show rolls, right? So why don't we do this? I think we have time for one. When we come back in a little bit, I mean, we're not going to break, but I'm just letting you know, Anne, we'll get one in before break, and then we'll pick up another one afterwards. Once again, folks, you can call in 952-946-6205. You can send an email to comment@am950radio.com, or you can leave a comment in one of the Facebook streams that we have going on. And we're over at the Paranormal United Network right now, and Alice has a question for you. She says, can you please tell me, if I will find a good part-time job soon, will my finances improve?
All right. Thank you for calling, Alice, or calling your message. All right. Let's see. So her finances. Let's see what we got here for you, Alice. I'm shuffling the cards and focusing on you. And let's see what we got here. Ooh, yeah, Alice, it does look like, yeah, I just cut the deck into three piles, and you drew a green one, and that represents a new beginning in a financial situation. So, and it is going to bring you, because you also drew a blue four, which means contentment and stability in this area. So plus also you drew a red three. So this is going to be something that you are going to like, because red represents passion. So, and I'm going to see what the cards, now that I read that part for you. Yeah. And you're going to like it, Alice, because the sun card is the first card out for me. And that says joy and happiness. You will be working, so get ready for that. I do see the working card, definitely. But it looks like here you're going to be walking away from, I would say, probably a negative situation and more towards your path of where you're wanting to go. And it does look like here with that, the wish card is on that. You've drawn two tens in the little bit of cards that I have laid out. And tens represent endings and beginnings. So you've already been through all the tough stuff. Now it's time to move forward onto the next chapter, in a sense. And with the Wish card and the Sun card and the Magician card here for you, Alice, this represents you have the ability to make the choices that you're wanting and make it possible. So yes, I do feel like there is work coming up here for you. Oh, you just drew the red, the Ace of Rods, which represents a new beginning in a financial situation, also for work. So I'm going to say yes. I feel like it's definitely coming, and I feel like it's coming pretty soon, because that was like boom, right out the gate. It was just it looked positive for you for that, and you will be hearing good news probably within or around 9 weeks for sure. So I don't think it's going to be 9 weeks. I think it's going to be sooner, but I want to give myself a little time there. So good luck, Alice. And thank you so much for your question.
So Alice says, awesome. Thank you, Anne. And Alice, I'm just going to ask, when something happens, can you please give us feedback or give Anne feedback or something like that? Because I know that you really like that, to know like when it comes true. And not to sound so presumptuous, but it does come through. The cards never lie, as you say.
Yes, the cards never lie.
So really quick, too, for those of you who want to schedule a private reading with Anne, please do so by setting up. Go to her webpage, www.onae.org. I know that the calendar may not be completely open yet because you have some stuff happening that we'll talk about in a little bit. When we come back, we have a couple readings stacked up that we're going to get to, and then Anne and I will also talk about other stuff. But this is your time to get your readings in. So please put some stuff into the Facebook pages. Give us a call. Do whatever you want to. You are listening to Ghost Box Radio on the Progressive Voice of Progressive Voice AM 950. We'll be right back. This is Greg, host of Ghost Box Radio. Create a pathway for connection and enlightenment in your life with Collective Dimensions. They're an inclusive metaphysical shop that specializes in high vibration and healing resources. Collective Dimensions has some of the most gifted practitioners in the areas of Reiki, mediumship, tarot, and more to guide you through your personal journey of spiritual growth. They'll assist you in your journey of self-care. So, awaken your individual and collective awareness with Collective Dimensions. More at collectivedimensions.com.
Hey, it's Tom. Summer goes by faster than you expect, and before you know it, construction and solar installation season is over. Get on the calendar with All Energy Solar and get your energy-efficient system installed now to take advantage of 2021 solar incentives. Going with All Energy Solar means no more renting your power from the utility company. You'll be in control of your energy costs and will save lots of money. So stop renting your power and go green with All Energy Solar. Book your appointment today at allenergysolar.com.
It's time to experience the amazing flavors of EatLocalMinnesota.com. It's your key to unlocking the best local and independently owned restaurants in the Twin Cities.
Crooner's Supper Club is a little piece of old school nightlife in the 21st century. Enjoy a delicious dinner, fabulous cocktails, and music from some of the best jazz artists at the newly refurbished main stage or in the intimate Dunsmore Room with its stunning views of Moore Lake. Crooner's Supper Club is just north of 694 off Highway 65. Find the upcoming music schedule and more details at croonersmn.com. Come visit the award-winning Hazel's Northeast in Minneapolis for breakfast, lunch, dinner, or weekend brunch. For breakfast, try the slow-cooked brisket hash, hippie cakes, and meat waffle. While for lunch, enjoy favorites like the buttermilk fried chicken sandwich or veggie burger. Hazel's is open Tuesdays through Saturdays, 8 to 8, with a Sunday brunch from 8 to 2. Located off 29th and Johnson in Northeast Minneapolis. More at hazelsnetogo.com.
This is Gregory Rich from Habitation Furnishing and Design and Drink in the Style. You may not realize it, but a trained, skilled interior designer cannot just beautify your space, they can functionify it as well. I don't know if that's a word, but it is a thing. So why not check out habitationdesign.com and see if it looks like we're right for you. If it does, give us a call and let's schedule an appointment, in person or virtually, to make your home exceptional. HabitationDesign.com.
Come browse the shelves of Next Chapter Booksellers for the perfect holiday gift. Their store off Snellingen Grand in St. Paul features a wide selection of books, puzzles, and games. If you're someone who struggles with picking out gifts, the friendly staff at Next Chapter Booksellers are great at making recommendations, no matter the age and taste of your friends and relatives. Plus, they sell gift cards, too. Open 10 to 5 daily and noon to 5 on Sundays. More at nextchapterbooksellers.com.
And welcome back to Ghost Box Radio on the Progressive Voice of Minnesota, AM 950. My name is Greg Bach, and thank you very much for joining me. And now that I know which radio station I'm on, that's a start right there also. It's been a long, like I said, and Anne can attest to this. I don't want to put words in her mouth, but it's been a very busy couple of months. And so I sometimes don't even know what day it is, to be very honest. I don't know about you, Anne, but I know that you have a lot of stuff going on.
I do. I have lots of stuff going on. It's like nonstop. I feel like I'm a little hamster on a little wheel.
Well, you know what? It's all going to die down for you once you have your grandson, because that's how it works, right? It doesn't get much faster than that, right? I mean, you're going to be just fine.
Oh, Greg, you poor thing. You don't realize what it's like when children are around.
No, I was being facetious.
It's just getting started.
Yep. That someone is going to ratchet up that hamster wheel for you, and that thing is going. You're just going to be like, gravity is just going to make you fly around in it. You're just going to not even need to run in it. It's just going to kind of take over. Real fast, I just wanted to say, York on the Paranormal United Network page, you had mentioned that you have taken that train that I spoke of, which is called the Empire Builder. You've taken that many times, and it's really a fun time when you have wine. I'm sure it's fine too when you don't have drinks, but it is going to be really nice to get out there and whatnot. So why don't we do this, Anne? If you're amenable to it, why don't we do some more readings? How does that sound?
Sounds great. Is it for the train ride or what am I doing? Right.
Will my train crash? No, I don't want to know. I do not want to know. I mean, I do want to know, but I guess I didn't think about it until you brought it up. So thanks for putting that little seed of doubt into my trip. I will be forever grateful for that.
Well, I'm going to have like Doctor Who in the brain during the readings now.
What's wrong with that? It's a great show.
I have never seen an episode.
I thought you had seen some.
No. I just listen to you tell me all about it.
That's why you have that tone and that look on your face when I talk about it. I've seen it before. I've been around enough people talking about it where you'd think I'd learn, like they don't care. So we're doing readings today with very gifted psychic medium, tarot card reader, Pastor Anne, and we welcome anybody who wants a reading to come in. One question readings, you can call in, and she actually prefers this. If you wanted to call in at 952-946-6205, that is 952-946-6205. For those of you watching the Facebook feed, that number is on the screen if you do want to do so, because then you get that one-on-one sort of activity with her and be able to just have a couple follow-up questions if you like. You can also send an email. Our email address is comment, C-O-M-M-E-N-T, at am950radio.com. Or where we're going right now, we are going to go to Facebook, where a few people have put in some questions for us. We're going to, once again, the Paranormal United Network page, where we are streaming also. And Gianna has a question for you, and she asks, when will my creative urge come back? My studio calls for me, but then I have nothing when I get there.
Okay, can you repeat that all over again, Greg?
Yep. So she asks, when will my creative urge come back? She's having a dry spell, it sounds like, with creativity. She says her studio calls for her. Like it says, like she really wants to get in there, but when she gets in there, she doesn't have any creativity.
Okay. Yeah, I understand now. I was just like, the studio's calling. I thought like the people were calling her or something. So, okay. But yeah, I understand that completely. And it is... You know, this has been a really stressful time, and people are trying to get back on the hamster wheel, in a sense, since we're talking about hamster wheels. But let's see what we got here for you, hon. Let's see. It's all about making a decision, really. And it's just kind of where they're making me, what they're having me do here and what the image that they're putting in my head and where they're having me, like almost kind of remote view possibly, is you need to just kind of sit in there. You have to go in there and make the decision to just sit in there and put some music on that resonates with you when you do get creative. And it's showing here there's growth here happening for you, and it will start to happen. You do create with your hands, and it shows getting busy with that. There's going to be two projects that you might even be torn about, like which one do you start first? And I know you're ready and waiting for this. It's just about making the decision and just making yourself sit in there, listen to some music, and put yourself in front of the stuff. And it will start to just, it will grow. It will either put like a pad and paper and start doodling until it starts to come to you. Next thing you know, you're going to have a spark coming up, and it's going to be happening soon. It's as if it's just being handed to you, like almost like a gift in a sense. And that might be where you might want to start, seeing because they magnified the word gift in my head for me. And what that represents, what they're making me feel like what that means is, why don't you start a project as a gift for someone, and that, and feel what you would want them to see and give and as a gift to them. And I think that might spark your energy and spark your creativity. Use people to be your muse, as far as what as a gift. What would you give them? What would you gift them? And I think that will start to spark things up for you. But, you know, I see here that, you know, you're feeling depleted, and that's the problem. Start giving to yourself. And a lot of that is just kind of listening to music, getting in quiet, and forcing yourself to stay there. Like, give yourself 20 minutes, like almost like just putting yourself in a timeout, but to just kind of listen to music and be alone in your own environment, in your studio. And I think that will start to spark something for you, especially if you use something as a gift. And for some reason, they're making me see a sunflower or sunflowers. I don't know if that's something that inspires you or not, but that's what they're showing me. They're showing me sunflowers here. So I'm going to leave that with you, hon, and I hope that helps.
And Gianna's put into the comments that she's a painter. And you had mentioned that you see, you know, using hands and stuff. So that's pretty cool.
Yeah, and if you start to, like, as a painter, but first you'd, like, start to doodle or draw something and then put it on canvas. And I think that will, I think that's going to, you know, especially if you have somebody in mind and what they do. But they keep showing me sunflowers, so I don't know if you like sunflowers or not, but they keep showing me that.
And if you don't, start liking them, right? I mean, that's really what it comes down to.
But I like them, so start painting them now.
She also says that she loves your idea, so that's good. That's very good.
Yes, it is. Good. I'm glad.
Yeah. And just for an aside, as someone who has for the past 2 years kind of had basically have lost the will to be creative and was bogged down in my own situation, and now I've been released, I can attest to how important it is to, certainly, I liked what you said. I mean, you may have given that to Gianna, but it's resonated to me. I'm sure it resonated to a lot of other people too.
You know, Greg, it's even resonating with me. It's like, I should be like, this is like a reading for myself, because I have so much going on that, and I am a very creative, crafty person, and I love to like work with clay and paint and draw, and I like to do all kinds of things, and I'm like very crafty, and I have not gotten a chance to do that. And I've been even having like crafting ideas for as presents for others, and I can't even seem to get still enough to start the projects. But I, you know, so I'm actually taking this as a reading for myself too, but because I really do. And I do, I get called to my office and I get called to my craft area, and then I just sit there. Yeah. And then I walk away. So this is something that, yeah, you just have to make a decision to boom, just sit, trap yourself in there, chain yourself to the chair until you get, you know, and put the music in so you can just get in the zone. Like that, how I need to do it. I just need to get in the zone.
We are taking more readings. We have some more to get to. We have more room for other people to call in, put comments in, do whatever. If you need a reading from psychic medium, tarot card reader, Pastor Anne, what we're going to do right now, we're going to take another break. When we come back, we're going to do more readings. We're going to have more conversation with Anne. You are listening to Ghost Box Radio on the Progressive Voice of Minnesota, AM 950.
All across the nation, we are here for our communities.
We're doing our part to get supplies where it's needed in order to fight COVID-19 together.
Got to do what we got to do, helping the people that did lose their jobs and lost their income, and now they don't have money for their food.
It feels good to be out there to assist our community with what we're dealing with. It's what you sign up for as a soldier.
We will not rest until the mission is complete.
Each one of these soldiers, once they received the call, they understood that all hands were on deck. This goes to the core of what citizen soldiers do.
We are your Army National Guard.
I would like our friends and family to know that your National Guardsmen are always ready and always there.
Always ready, always there. Visit NationalGuard.com to find out more.
Sponsored by the Minnesota Army National Guard, aired by the Minnesota Broadcasters Association and this station.
Ahoo, this is Robert Pilot of Native Roots Radio presents I'm Awake. Pini Gigi for all your support over these past 3 years. Because of your support, we bring you exciting news. Native Roots Radio is moving to a new time, 6 to 7, Monday through Fridays. Local and national guests help us keep current with Mother Earth and tribal issues. Native issues are human issues. We invite all people to walk hand in hand with us through our struggles, victories, and achievements. We are Awake. Join us Monday through Fridays at 6 p.m.
Patrick here for Z Floors by Zero Res. As much as my friends at Zero Res want to save every carpet and floor they service, it does come to be time for replacement, and that's just one more thing on your home improvement plate. But lucky for you, nobody knows carpet and flooring better than Zero Res, and Z Floors by Zero Res is here to help. Z Floors by Zero Res partnered with the industry leaders in carpet and flooring manufacturing to offer custom solutions for any lifestyle or budget. From top of the line leak-proof products to silky smooth luxury patterns, whether you're considering hardwood, carpet, luxury, vinyl, or tile, Z Floors by Zero Res will bring their mobile showroom to your home for a free in-home consultation. So when nothing but new will do, check out the new Zero Res new flooring experience at www.z-floors.com. That's z-floors.com to shop online anytime. Or call 952-0-RES to set up a free consultation.
Hi, Matt McNeil here. The last year and a half has been tough, so thanks to everyone who became a member of AM 950. You've helped keep Progressive Radio in Minnesota. Last year, as a thank you, we put out a calendar, and my goodness, was that popular. Well, we've done it again. The AM 950 calendars are back for 2022. This year's calendar has more of my photos taken in the great city, county, and state parks of Minnesota, plus important dates in both Progressive and AM 950 history. All new or current members who make recurring donations of at least $25 will be thanked with a calendar, or with a one-time $50 donation, we'll gift you a calendar as a thank you. In addition, if you make a donation, either a one-time or recurring, you can write a 1 to 2 sentence personal message that will be read on the air by myself, Matt McNeil, over the holidays. It's really simple to become a member of AM 950. Go to our webpage, am950radio.com, click on the membership button, and sign up. Make a recurring donation of at least $25 or a one-time donation of $50, and we'll send you the gift of a 2022 AM 950 calendar. Thank you so much for supporting AM 950, the progressive voice of Minnesota.
And I just wanted to give a quick shout out to Robert Pilot with Native Roots Radio. Every week, he does a really good job of supporting me, and he's been so kind to me. So I just wanted to really do a shout out to Robert Pilot. And thank you very much for always being so supportive. Native Roots Radio airs weekdays on AM 950, 6 to 7 p.m. Please check it out. It's a fantastic show, and Robert Pilot is a fantastic person, so I just wanted to make sure everyone understood that. I don't know why I said it like that. Everyone knows that. But if you haven't heard them, check it out. Also, I just wanted to also do a shout out to Collective Dimensions last Monday. It's hard to believe. It's only been a week. It seems like a long time ago. Anne was actually in town and did a psychic gallery over at Collective Dimensions. The place was set up beautifully. It was just a fantastic setup for her. Everything was great. It was a sellout audience, and it was a lot of fun. If you haven't done so yet, check out Collective Dimensions. Go to collectivedimensions.com. They sell a wide range of metaphysical goods like candles, pendulums, crystals, but also offices. I cannot speak today. That's what happens when you take 1 week off. Offer services like Reiki sessions, walk-in readings, and healings. And they also have classes tailored to develop psychic abilities, empath skills, tarot, oracle, card readings, and so much more. They're very good people. Collective Dimensions believes in connection, inclusion, love, oneness, and compassion. Go to collectivedimensions.com. And one last thing I just want to say for those of you who are listening or interested in the paranormal side of things, tonight, as every Sunday night at 10 p.m. Central Standard Time on Paranormal United Network, as well as Things Network, Minnesota Ghost Box, these are all Facebook networks, I do a weekly spirit box session using paranormal equipment to reach out to your loved ones. It's very powerful. Please check it out. And if you want me to reach out to someone, I never guarantee that we can reach out to them. It's one of those things that you have to kind of see to believe and see how it goes. But if there's someone you want to try to reach out to who have passed, I will do my best to do so. I've helped a lot of people, and I would be very happy to be able to help you. We are now doing more readings with Anne. And before we move on, I do want to just say, and I don't know if you saw this in the comments, Anne, but Gianna says that she has gifted paintings of sunflowers before. So you are dead on about that.
Oh, beautiful. Thank you.
So that is really neat. We are doing one question readings with Anne. You can do so by leaving a note in the Facebook chats that you're watching right now. We're on a number of networks. We're on AM 950 Radio. We're on the Paranormal United Network. We're on Minnesota Ghost Box. You can also send an email comment at am950radio.com, or you can call in, which is always a great way. You can actually talk directly to Anne. Go to or call in at 952-946-6205. That's 952-946-6205. That's where we're going right now. My good friend Greg Koss is on the line. How are you doing today, Greg? That well. That's incredible. I can't hear him.
I can't hear a thing.
I see flailing in the control room, though, so that gives me some satisfaction, I guess. I'm not a nice person, am I? All right, Greg, are you with us?
Yes, I am.
How are you doing?
Yay, Greg!
Hey, Anne, how are you? I can only talk to you today.
I'm having a lot of trouble saying words, which is not a good thing when you're doing a radio show. So, you know, hopefully that this passes. And it doesn't help that I haven't done one of these on a regular basis, and I'm not doing next week either. So anyway, do you have a question for Pastor Anne?
Well, it sort of continues on the last time I talked to her. And it was at the Anderson house. And I've had something transpire. It was like a mini awakening, and I was wondering what she thought about it.
Okay, Greg Bakken, can you repeat that? Because he's coming out jumbled in my ear. So what
Greg was asking is that, you know, from the Anderson house, which we did that event, for those mm-hmm. of you, I know, I'm just saying it to the Grainer group. She's like, I know, I was there. You gave that reading to him, and now it's kind of started sort of a new, like, it's kind of opened him up a bit, and he wanted to know your thoughts on that. And I think he also would like to know if there's any more information that has come to you through that.
Okay.
Awesome.
Thank you. Greg, the problem is I don't remember my readings, so, but I can go on with what they are going to give me fresh here while I shuffle. So,
that's great.
But they are telling me here that what they're showing me here is like a funnel. So whatever it is that your psychic eye is definitely opening up more. They're showing me that, and it's like they're channeling and funneling information into you and opening up your abilities even more so. So things are going to be, you know, I feel like, you know, Hoppy is really there for more than one reason. And right now it's showing here the number 9 in red for you is what I cut here. And that's a passion, and things are kind of, it's leveling up in a sense. And that's what they're kind of making me feel with this. And it's all about choices and abundance and an inheritance. It's as if you're inheriting information. It's like just kind of coming to you, and it's getting stronger because the strength card is here. So there is a choice coming up here now, whether you want to strengthen it or you want to just kind of, release it and let it go and just kind of mellow out. But it does look like here, if you choose to have it grow and use the abilities, you will come out on top of all the struggles that you're feeling like maybe you're going through. And because the world card is here on top of that, showing success in that.
Wow. Awesome. I'll tell you, Greg, if you want to tell her that what I've been experiencing is, I watched that show the other night that I had mentioned to you.
Yeah.
And that show went ahead, and for some reason, it was all the people. There's about 5 or 6 people from the ITC community that are pretty big people in it, and they were all on. When I got done watching the show, I felt like I was having some sort of an awakening.
Okay.
Pertaining to my use of the ITC with my spirituality.
So the combination of your spirit, your awakening from the third eye level to the equipment that you're using in your paranormal investigations. Am I understanding that correctly?
Right, and plus the addition of my guides.
Okay.
Into that, more than before.
So it really is a kind of a really strong new start for you, and it kind of started from that reading that Ane gave you in Wabasha, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, it is. Definitely.
Okay.
And that's what I'm so thankful for. So make sure she mentions you say something to her about it, please.
Yeah. Did you hear any of that, Ane?
I heard a little bit. So, I'm so glad that's working out for you, Greg, because in opening up, because I know Hoppy was really strong. And I think that's kind of just being around and being around people that are open to these things does help you open up even more. Because when you're around situations like that and people and you're all like you've got the equipment that is validating your feelings and your predictions of what's happening and being downloaded of information. And our bodies being the most powerful of those ITC equipment, and using it all together, I think that's what helps you, because you're getting the feedback right then and there. And that gives
right.
you the confidence that you need.
So,
it's awesome. Absolutely awesome.
That's great. We're going to leave you with that then, Greg, and then I will see you tonight.
Yes, sir. You will.
Oh, awesome.
Thank you very much, guys.
Thank
you. We'll all be in the chat, won't we, Greg, huh?
Yes, we will.
It was
thanks
great
again.
Meeting you, Greg, in person.
All right.
Yes, it was great meeting you guys, too. And I'll talk to you tonight.
All righty. Thank you, Greg. Thank you for the call.
Okay.
Greg is truly one of those really wonderful gentlemen in the paranormal field. And every time I hear from him, I just smile. So thank you for the call. I'm going to try to get one more in pretty quick before break. How's this, Ane? Got it from and Rennie was at, and I don't know if I'm pronouncing it correctly, if it's Rennie or Rennie, so I do apologize. She was at our ghost story night at Collective Dimensions Friday, and she has a question for you. Hello, Ane. I'm wondering if my life is going to change drastically in the next week or two.
Okay. It was your class, not mine, or ours.
Well, no, but I mean at the class. I mean, yeah, but at the class at Collective
okay.
Dimension.
Oh, okay, I thought you were thinking like I was going to remember the person.
No,
I was like,
No.
So, but yeah, Rennie, let's see what we got here for you, hon. Yeah, there's going to be a lot of beginnings here for you. I've got the red one. You've got, you draw all, I cut the deck in three, and that is three piles, and each pile has a red card on it, which means passion is happening here for you. So one, you drew a one, a four, and a five. So what that represents to me is that you're going to have a great foundation in this beginning. So it might feel a little bit up, a little upheaval, a little off at first, but once you get the groove, it looks like to me, from what I'm looking at in the numerology of the cards being in red with this passion, it looks like it's going to be fine. You're going to have a great foundation for this new beginning. And so just look to it and look to the positive of it, and don't feel insecure about the changes and the insecurities of that. Things might not be working out as perfectly as you'd like. Just keep going with it. Keep moving forward, because it's showing here the first card you've got is the Star card, and that shows success right there with the Four of Rods, which shows a good foundation. So there's another four. That's double fours in this reading. And then the Fool card says just have faith in yourself and just move forward in faith and know that you're going to do an amazing job, because I see the Six of Rods here next. And that tells me right there, which I'm going to wrap it up with this, because this is the success card. Again, so you have, success with the Star card. Listen to your intuition. It's going to guide you. And then just have faith in yourself that you have what it takes to make this happen. Don't worry about the unsteady stuff or the instabilities of things, in the beginning, because you do have a good foundation for it. So just keep moving forward, knowing and listening to your intuition, and you'll come out successful. And I'll leave that with you, hon, and I hope that helps.
We're going to take our last break. When we come back, we're going to finish our conversation and one question readings with psychic medium, tarot card reader, and Pastor Anne. There's time to do some more if anyone wants to send us any questions. You are listening to Ghost Box Radio on the Progressive Voice of Minnesota, AM 950.
Hi, it's Tom for All Energy Solar. As a home improvement project, solar energy can start paying for itself the moment the system is powered up. It can pay back 100% of the installation cost, typically within 8 to 12 years. Plus, a system from All Energy Solar can even pay back over 300% of its cost over its lifetime. And you can save even more if you install by the end of the year with 2021 solar incentives. Learn how you can make the switch at allenergysolar.com.
This is New Beginnings, hosted by award-winning broadcaster and speaker Freddie Bell.
Freddie, this generation of the baby boomers, people are living longer, so the baby boomers are taking care of elderly parents.
Let's talk about your health, and specifically, let's talk about Medicare. Our show features the concerns of America's 78 million baby boomers in employment, finance, health and nutrition, and even entertainment.
Join us for New Beginnings, Saturday mornings at 11, brought to you in part by Vision Loss Resources.
Cafe Latte offers made-from-scratch soups, salads, sandwiches, and mouth-watering desserts.
So come check out their pizza and wine bar, or get a treat from the bakery made fresh daily. Plus, you can still do online ordering and takeout, along with gift cards. Just go to cafelatte.com and choose from their ever-changing selection of award-winning salads, sandwiches, and soups. Cafe Latte is located off Victoria and Grand and online at cafelatte.com.
Hi, this is Ken Hagland, host of Living Healthy and Aging Well, inviting you to listen to our live call-in talk show airing every Saturday from noon to 1, where we talk about your health and your life and provide insights you need to know to live and age well. Each week, we talk with guests who provide answers to important questions regarding healthcare, elder care, end-of-life care, and self-care for caregivers, and help you and your loved ones plan for the future and enjoy your highest quality of life today. Please join us every Saturday from noon to 1 on AM 950 for Living Healthy and Aging Well.
This is Greg, host of Ghost Box Radio, to tell you about one of my favorite places in the Twin Cities, Collective Dimensions. They offer a wide range of classes and events to help you on your journey with self-care and spiritual growth. Classes include Reiki, psychic development, tarot, and divination, just to name a few. So, awaken your individual and collective awareness with Collective Dimensions. They will assist you in finding the right tools to help with your spiritual growth and enlightenment. More at collectivedimensions.com.
Hello, this is Ellie Krug with Ellie 2.0 Radio. Now, my show will be on Saturdays from 10 to 11 and replayed on Sundays from 1 to 2. You will get to the best of Ellie 2.0 with talking about idealism, with guests who come in and who are idealistic, who are trying to change the world, and you will get me, super idealist. Tune in. We can't wait to hear from you, and you'll hear from me Saturdays from 10 to 11.
And welcome back for our last segment of Ghost Box Radio. My name is Greg Bakken, and thank you very much for joining me. Next week, we are going to be off because it's Thanksgiving, but I will say we're going to rerun an episode that I find very nice, and it's Anna and I that we recorded last year, and it's what we're thankful for, and it's just a conversation about just in general what to be thankful for, not telling you what to be thankful for, but always just the reminder. I need it. I need the reminder of what to be thankful for. So maybe it resonates to some of you out there also. And so that's going to be next week. And it was one of my favorites to record because it's just a nice little conversation. And, you know, there's a lot to be thankful for now, isn't there, Anne? I mean, it's a lot of good things going on.
Yes, I'm very thankful all the time because I have an amazing family and I have amazing friends and I have, you know, when I manifest something, it actually happens because out of gratitude. And it seems to be moving forward towards that even more so.
So we have we don't have a lot of time left, and I want to get in a couple more before we go. So we over on the Minnesota Ghost Box Facebook page in the chat, we have someone asking, we have Mary asking, I would like to ask if I should be concerned about a pain in my leg that's been getting worse. And I'm not a psychic, I'm not a doctor, but I would say yes then, right? I mean, if you have a pain and it's getting worse, that's something to kind of look at, I would say.
Yeah, I'm not a doctor, but but yeah, I would say definitely, Mary, just not even reading cards. I would definitely, if you have a pain in your leg and it's not like something that's already been diagnosed, you might want to go get that checked. But if you have another question for me, that would be great because that's about all I've got for that one. So I would just say, you know, if there's any kind of strange, unusual, you know, something that's never been there before, you should probably get that checked out for sure.
Yeah, I would say so. I would say
And as a psychic, I'm not like trying to alarm you in any way. This is just me just talking as a friend.
Yeah, and it's tough because I know when I feel pains of certain types, it's not always the first thing I want to do is go to a doctor either, right? You know, it's just like, oh my gosh, you know, that's the last thing. I don't want to hear what they have to say, or I just don't want to do it, or whatever else. But at the end of the day, I think deep down, those are one of those questions that you know yourself. You know, you don't need anybody else to tell you. You know the answer already. So
yeah,
we go on to the Paranormal United Network page, and Joanne has a question, and she asked if you could see a glimpse of her future, and I personally take that as, can she get a reading?
All right, Joanne, let's see what we got here for you, hon. Let's see. All right, Joanne, it looks like here I cut the deck and you got a red five. So when it comes to five, that can be things that aren't going as smoothly as you'd like. But with being red, it's like probably something to do with a passion or love situations or something to do with the heart. So and it shows here possibly insecurities about something. And it's saying here, stop being insecure, because it's showing here the insecurities are what's getting in the way. You've got some successful cards right here. You've got the Magician here, but it's all about, which means you have what it takes. You've got they're showing you the number four, which means you've got a solid foundation in the knowledge of whatever it is you're wanting to do and move forward on, because they're saying you have a passion and you need to move forward with it and stop worrying about, you know, the insecurities of whether you can or can't do it or if people are going to like it or not. Just move forward, because I see you mastering and learning more and mastering basically the skills that you're trying to move forward with, because I see lots of growth. But what it takes is you to make that final decision to move forward with that, to make that happen, to release the negativity that isn't working for you in your life and move forward and focus and laser focus on the positive things that you're wanting to accomplish in your life. So whatever that focus is, whatever that goal is in your life that you're trying to accomplish, don't let those insecurities get in the way. Don't trip on them. Just keep staying focused and just keep moving forward. And if it means sometimes you have to take a break, take a break. But then get back on it and keep moving forward on that path. Because I see success and growth here for you. And I see you signing some papers or writing something. So keep moving forward with that. You've got some great ideas. So keep moving forward. And I'm going to leave that with you, hon, and I hope that helps.
Do you have time? I think we have about 2 minutes left. I have one more that we can try to fit in if you like.
Sure.
It was a two-parter, and I'm going to be honest. I think the first one is more probably a question for a reading. David asks, "I was brought back when past. Why was I?" If you want to tackle that, but then he asks, "What's ahead of me?" It feels like that the first one is more of a mediumship question, and I could be very wrong.
David, I feel like what happened is the reason why you came back is because you're not done yet. You are needed here and you have knowledge and you're going to be helping somebody along the way. It wasn't your time. You have more work to do here, and that's why you were brought back. And you're going to be influencing somebody in your life and without even you realizing how much of an impact you have on them. So that's what I see there for you. And so that's kind of like a double answer too, because this is something that you're going to be doing in the future. This is something you need to look forward to. And I do see you are not alone. You drew two red cards, and that represents passion and love in your life. And you drew the Sun card, which shows joy and happiness with a new creative work experience. So, and you have something very good around the home of, you know, if this could be something work around the home, creativity around the home, something is coming up here that you have a really good foundation with, and love is there. Love is in the air. You came back because you're not done, because somebody is coming in your life with possible CKS or P initial. And you just need to have faith in yourself and what you're meant here for. So just, and it's not about exactly why and what you have to accomplish. It's the journey, but just enjoy the journey, enjoy the moment, be present in the moment and be thankful that you have that moment. And I'll leave that with you, hon, and I hope that helps.
And I just remember when at the Wabasha event, when you were explaining to Greg Koss that, you know, the possibility of if you haven't completed what you had in life and you come back for reincarnation, the look on his face was one of, no, I'm not coming back. I'm done. I'm done with this.
He was so upset with me. How dare you say I'm coming back?
He also says in the comments that Ane was, again, spot on. So that's really exciting, too, that, you know, and it's, you know, folks, once again, if you have the opportunity to do so, and this is just a sample, this is a small part of what a reading with Ane is. It can be so much more. I recommend getting a half an hour or an hour. You have all the time to do whatever you want. You can schedule an appointment with her. Go to www.onae.org, schedule an appointment. Also, to do more of these one question readings, if this is enough for you, you do also on Tuesdays, generally Tuesdays, you do one question readings on your Facebook page, Tarot by Ane, right?
I do, yes.
So go, if you don't even want to watch it, just go there and like it, right? That's what it's all about. So, you know, once again, thank you, Ane, so much for being with us today. I hope you had a good time. It's been a lot. We didn't even get to anything else, and that's what I love. We're helping people. I love that.
Me too. Thank you, Greg.
Absolutely. We'll be back next week with a replay of Ane and I talking about Thanksgiving. Have a happy Thanksgiving, and we'll talk to you later. This was Ghostbox Radio.